produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, asking you, Lord God, to just cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, knowing that we are in trying times, Lord God, but knowing that with all things through you, Lord God, that you will make a way out of no way. All we have to do is just trust and believe, Lord God. Lord, touch those right now, Lord God, that are dealing with depression, Lord God. Lord, touch those that are dealing with other things, Lord God, that they may not have uttered a word to someone else, Lord God. Lord, just touch everyone here in a mighty, mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Great day to everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. I'm super excited to be here. We have made it yet another year to see this fine day once again. Some of us don't look like what we have gone through over the year, and some of us, we are going to come out of the fiery furnace as if nothing has happened to us whatsoever. And so what I realized as I reflect back over the year is that many of us, we all go through things. It may not be the same thing that we go through, but I assure you that God has truly, truly made a way out of the things that you have gone through. And so if you just begin to look around at just the little teeny things that are around you, you'll see that he has made a way. He has made a way for you to listen to the sound of my voice on today. He's also made a way for you to have activity of your limbs. And sometimes we just take the little teeny things for granted. And in Isaiah 43:16, it says, "Thus said the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path, the mighty waters." And so even in the midst of mighty waters, when we reflect back over the different parables that are in the Bible, he truly has made a way for so many for decades and decades and centuries to come. And so just want to let someone know out there to just encourage you on today that he will still make a way for you. And so God gave it to me during difficult times that sometimes that we have to really, you know, really stay focused in our studies, right? And the Lord emphasized to me that during these times, that in despite of difficulties, a situation and options are limited in nature, that God who will make a way, even when it seems to be no way, right? And so we just have to continue to just keep the faith. And we also have to also put in that action word of that word of faith. We got to put some action in as well. And so even in all the things that we go through, we just know that he will continue to make a way. He who makes a way through the sea. And so if you look back at the parable of when he parted the Red Sea for Moses, it was nobody but God that could part that Red Sea, to part a whole body of water. Many of you, if any of you have gotten into a pool, or you have gotten into the sea and played around with your family, or maybe even have gotten baptized in the ocean, you know that you know, pushing up against water can be really, really challenging. And so when you think of your life and the things that come up against you, you know, as much as we may flap our arms and all the things like that, it is only in God's timing that he will definitely make a way. Sometimes he puts us in the middle of the storm to see, are we really prepared for the test that is at hand? And so he wants to remind you of your past. Sometimes of your past things, of things that you felt that you may have accomplished, but he wants to teach you something in the midst. And so sometimes we got to have our spiritual eyes open of the things that are going on around us. God initially lead them away from trouble. And so he will lead you away from trouble, even in the midst of whatever storms that may be going. We just have to be open. Even in the midst of the book of Exodus, chapter 13, 17 through 18, tells us when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on a road through the Palestine country, though that was shorter. God said, if they face war, they may change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around the desert road towards the Red Sea. The Israelites went up and out of Egypt armed for battle. And so sometimes, you know, we murmur and we complain when we look at the book of Exodus, when it talks about, you know, when Moses went in and how he had to use Pharaoh in the midst, or Moses and Pharaoh even in the midst. And sometimes we murmur and complain because we look at someone else's journey and say, you know, wow, they got this accomplished in 3 years. Here it is. I've been on this road for 20 years and I still have yet accomplished. I've done all the things that they stated that they've done and I still have not made it to my destination. And sometimes we just really have to stand still and be still. And sometimes we're just not ready as a people or as a person, so to say. And so this is what the Christian will call a honeymoon phase. Did you experience something of this when you begin your journey with God? And so these are questions that we have to ask ourselves in the midst of the experience. It's an experience that we have when we encounter God. It is truly, truly an experience. And if you're just a new babe in Christ, you'll know that you'll come against some experiences that will surely sharpen you along life's journey. And also, did you notice that God made things easy for you when you were born again? So oftentimes, even when we were in the world and, you know, we just seemed like we just kept just hitting up against walls, right? And as we became a babe in Christ and really began to follow him, and, you know, he wants us to trust him. He wants us to put our trust in him, to know that he will make a way. And so he'll just open the door just a little bit. You ever notice that sometimes in life when you open up the door and you're trying to be nosy and see what's going on, and it just opens just a little bit and you can just see through just a little bit, just a glimpse of what can happen. But just think, if he opened that door all the way to share with you all the things that lies ahead, would you honestly still keep continuing on? Or would you still backslide to the left, backslide to the right? Or maybe even just stand still because you're just in astoundment that, oh my goodness, this could really, really happen to me. This is for me. This is what he had for me. I don't deserve this. And some of us may even get our shoes in our bag. And some of us that come to the playground, maybe even take our ball and maybe even run back because we're just too afraid of what we could possibly know in our own flesh, human flesh, of what we could do with it. And so it goes on in the parable to say that God then leads them to a dead end. How many of us come to some dead ends in our life, right? As the Israel journey continued, their God ordained path became more difficult and calamitous, and a good old fashioned dead end with the sea in front of them and the army of Egypt behind them. And yet, was this all part of the plan of God? And he said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp there. Phi-Hydroth. I believe that's how you say it. It's some words in the Bible I still can't yet to pronounce. But as we continue to still press on between Migdol and the sea, they are to encamp by the sea directly opposite Baal-Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And that's Exodus 14, 1 through 4. And so even back then, people came up against dead ends. And so why now, you know, we get frazzled and all of that? No, it doesn't feel great to get at a dead end and know that you're faced with danger, that you're faced in adversity and things that we go through. But we got to still press on. We got to still press on. And the main thing in the midst of pressing on is keeping the faith, to know that he didn't bring me this far along the road to lead me. And listen, even if this is the end of the journey for some of us, because, you know, we all have that dash after our birth date, right? There's always that dash, as I always tell people, that, you know, if you live a prosperous life in the midst of serving God and putting your trust and your faith in him and believing him and, you know, committing to him and also bowing down to him in the midst of asking him to forgive you for all of our sins and things that we've gone through. He already knew that we were going to fall short in the midst. And so he makes a way. He makes a way to send people our way to help to prepare us for the journey ahead. Too often times we want to dictate the road that's ahead of us. And if we realize and really open our eyes and really think of it, is oftentimes we cannot bear the cross alone. Jesus didn't bear the cross alone. And so even in the midst, as Moses traveled down this road, even with an army, he still faced some dead ends. And so in life, don't be discouraged and don't be dismayed of sometimes when your back is against the wall. I truly, in the 42 years that I've been here on earth, realize that even my best work comes in the midst of being up against the wall and being sometimes in that dark place. Some of us may even deal with depression. Some of us may even deal with anxiety and some things that go on in our lifestyle. But guess what? When I begin to look up and know where my help cometh from, I know that God will make a way, and he'll make a way for you. Trust me, he will. And sometimes we just have to really, really look up, even in the midst of a dead end situation, that it is not the end. God then made a way where there was no way. With no way back and no way forward, God does what God does best, the impossible. And so I love the fact that he's a God of impossibilities. He made a way where, naturally speaking, there was no way. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all of the night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into the dry land. The waters divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall, y'all, of water on the right and on the left. And that's Exodus 14, 13 through 14, and then 21 through 22. I'm telling you, it's some things in life that I have honestly witnessed that if you wasn't there in the midst, it would truly, truly blow your mind. And I'm sure for many of them that was believers, but their faith was a little wary in the midst of them traveling along this road with Moses, and probably even thought that he was crazy. Of how are you going to get us out of that? And people that had traveled that road before and knew what was already at the end. And then for those that didn't know what was at the end and to get there and see that there was a dead end. My, what faith, right? And for him to stretch his hand out and to see that on the right and the left, and as they look towards the east, that where the sea was. It's a lot of things as you really reflect in the Bible and read some parables of some things that happened of going towards the east, right? And so this is what God wanted the people of Israel in the days of Isaiah to remember. He is still the God who makes a way through the sea. Let's break through this down a bit further. So the path of God leads to the water, right? It leads to the water. And I'm so glad that he's that everlasting water. And from what we have been looking at is a clear of the following of God's design, the path for your life. And it leads you straight to the mighty waters. And I'm so grateful that his water is forever flowing, right? It doesn't matter if you paid your water bill or not. It doesn't matter if you was delinquent on the fact of your light bill or whatever the case may be. He still gives this running water that no man, no taxpayer, no landlord, nobody can come in and shut off this valve. And I don't know if you're excited about that, but I'm super excited about that on today, that if God desires to use you to help others, he won't have pretenders. If you are confronted, if you are to confront others, you must confront yourself. You gotta confront yourself. And so oftentimes in the midst, we struggle with some things. We pray for some things. We maybe even have put it on a shelf, right? We may have even put those things on a shelf. And even in the midst, we forgot about them. And so that's the part of casting your cares on him. And so in the midst of you casting your cares, he will lead you beside those still waters. Even when sometimes that footprint in the sand, that you may only see that one, because he carries us. And so I'm so grateful that, you know, the Bible, when you begin to read it, it really paints this beautiful picture. If you put yourself in the midst of the story, it's like being in a play that's playing right before your eyes, and you're a part of this play and you're center stage. And so when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, he says. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And so I'm grateful about this. I'm grateful about this. And no, however it doesn't say, if you pass through the waters, it's not a matter of if, but when. It also doesn't say when others pass through the waters, but when you pass through it will happen. But praise God that he also added, I will be with you. That makes all the difference, all of the difference. A quick look at through the good and the bad. He's able to make a way when no way naturally exists. And I'm sure if you can reflect back just over this year, you can throw your hands up and just be grateful, right? Be grateful. He makes ways through all of it. Now he has a positive and negative aspect. Let's start with the negative and then end on a high. God makes a way through it. The negative aspect of this word is that you have to go through. You have to go through to get through. I'm not sure about you, but I would prefer some other words here. Something like around or over, possibly. He makes a way around the difficult. I would like to have even accepted over. He makes a way over the sea. That at least gives us an impression that we are lifted above it and don't really experience all of the trouble. Yet, we would have expected that. But going through it, the scripture and experiences tells us is the truth, right? I'm just like, wow, right? When you look at the negative. And then when you look at the positive of the word, that it gets through the period of difficult, it's not forever. There is no need to set up a camp in the middle of the water thinking that it is not, or that it is your, that it is in your life all the time. No, Israel had to walk through the waters, but they kept walking. They kept progressing forward. It didn't say that they stood still. It said they kept walking and they kept pressing forward. They kept going forward. They kept pressing forward. And when the mighty waters rise in your life, you too will get through, because God is the one who gets you through. And let me say one last positive aspect. You will be changed for the better having gone through it. And so I don't know about you, but that really brings a smile to my face of just so many things of being a single parent. Right? Being a single parent, coming from a household with two wonderful, amazing parents that really set the tone. Coming from our family, where my grandmother was a co-pastor in the church that we grew up in. And so oftentimes many in our lifestyles, they set the tone, they set the dynamics of for what you should look for in life and how they would want your life to play out. But when God put his hands in the midst of all the things, and when we read the book of Isaiah, of even in the midst of, you know, our parents can teach us right from wrong, or the person that has raised us can teach us right from wrong. And even in the midst of our lives, God has a special plan just for us to lift us up and to help us to keep pressing through. Even in troubled waters, even when the waters and the tides may press against us, he'll push them to the left and he'll push them to the right. And so I'm super excited about this thing. Listen, if you haven't taken the time to pick up your Bible, definitely take some time to do that. If you haven't taken time, if you have a smartphone or a smart gadget, to take some time and to have a relationship with him, I encourage you. It is the best relationship. Even in dark places, he will truly, truly shine the light to bring a smile to the curl of your lips, to have you to just really reflect. And don't just read through it and rush through it. Excuse me. Take some time to really take the time to get in and dissect it, right? Like you're a science professor, and get into it, but not dissect it to where you're trying to make it your understanding to fit into what you want, fit into God's plan. Because I will honestly tell you that his plan is truly, truly the way to really, really to help to propel you into where it is that you're wanting to be. And so you may not see the light. You may have gotten a glimpse just peeking through that door that you pushed open throughout your life, throughout your history. But no, if you put your hands in the master hand, even in the midst, God will truly, truly make a way. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Listen, be blessed in the midst. Say a prayer. Pray for me as I begin to pray for you each and every time that I think of you. Each and every day. Definitely, if your faith is a little bit low, as always stated, I definitely will love to lend you some of my faith as you begin to build on yours. Listen, go also and follow me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page. You can also follow me over on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha as well. Take care and be blessed. We're here, looking back.
standing here.
And we're standing here.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.